Good morning, I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. Submitting your tax return in Ohio does not necessarily mean you'll get a refund right away. Since 2014, Ohio has used a tax ID quiz that the state sends out by mail. It needs to be completed in order to get a refund. State officials say this quiz has helped catch hundreds of millions of dollars in fraud, but it's also led to some delays in getting your money back. WOSU's Paige Flager got one of those letters, so she started digging around. Paige, what'd you find?
So I got one of these letters. I'm new to the state, and I think that's why I got the letter. But basically, it says that I need to take an identity confirmation quiz in order to get my tax return. And as part of this, it says you have 30 days from the date of this letter to complete this identity quiz mm-hmm. in order to get your refund. So I was kind of freaking out because I thought that I wouldn't get my refund. But the purpose of these letters is to catch fraudsters. So to make sure that they're not sending your return to fraudsters. I talked to Jeff McLean, who's the head of the Department of Taxation here in Ohio, and I asked him, was this 30 days just to kind of motivate people?
Well, it is. Otherwise, you know, we're all the same because sometimes the people either just ignored it, they threw it away, they forgot about it. There's a lot of different reasons, and I'm like everyone else that if you have a deadline, you're much more likely to be more aware of it and be more responsive.
So that kind of made me wonder if some people maybe never take the quiz at all because they think that they missed this 30-day window.
Sure, that's a reasonable thing to think. So you got these numbers from the past few years, and it turns out this quiz is catching a lot of fraud, at least according to the state, and they're sending out fewer quizzes than when the program started.
So in 2014, they sent a million of these quiz letters out into the world, more than a million into the state. And they say that they caught $271 million worth of fraudulent returns.
It's a lot of fraud.
Over time, that has decreased. So last year, for example, they only sent out about 300,000 of these quizzes. And they said now they're catching about $20 to $30 million in fraudulent returns. Jeff McLean said that that's because they're getting better at stopping these fraudsters before it gets to the point where they have to take a quiz, right? So about 95% of these quizzes are being completed, according to the data that they gave me. But in 2018, for example, that leaves about 13,000 of these quizzes incomplete. So presumably that would mean that those people, since they're not taking the quiz, are not getting their refund. But Jeff McLean says that's not exactly true.
Many times people have they've basically proven they are who they say they are through a different manner. They either show up personally or there's different ways they can do that.
So Paige, how much money is unclaimed by people who have never taken the quiz, seemingly legitimate taxpayers who just never got around to taking the quiz?
Exactly. So they told me they don't track it. So basically the idea is it's not necessarily considered an unclaimed refund yet.
If we don't have the ID quiz answered, we don't issue a refund and we hold on to it. So you don't lose the ability. I'm sure you got your refund at some point. You don't use that, but there is no time limit about that running out.
So I personally will get my refund, like he said.
Knock on wood.
Right. And if you get a letter, it means that your refund hasn't even been processed yet. So that money isn't just waiting in a pool somewhere. Mm-hmm. That money hasn't even been processed by the state yet. So there's no time limit to get the ball rolling again so that eventually you can get your refund.
WOSU's Paige Flager has been looking into a tax ID quiz in Ohio meant to root out tax fraud. It's now 5 years old. Paige, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.